the first chapter of the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis, chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, and herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let there be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowls multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. The Holy Ghost has left a wonderful description of how all things were created. And what led me to this word was thinking of the beginning of a year. And you see, the beginning of the year is all in God's hand. Just as the year will unfold, that is in his hand. and God will be in the close of the year. And here, in a moment, as I thought upon the beginning of the year, these words, the first four words in Genesis 1, which we've just read, dropped in the beginning, God. Now, I just want to look at it in a few ways. First of all, as the Lord was in the beginning of all creation, he will be in the beginning of all real religion. The religion that God is not in the beginning of will never stand. But what a mercy if you and I have got a religion that God has begun. We think of that beautiful word the Apostle Paul spoke to the church at Philippi. And you remember in that church at Philippi there were two named special characters in God's word in that church. The first was, of course, Lydia, whose heart the Lord opened. He was in the beginning of her religion. And then in the same church there was the jailer. And it was God that began that work in him. And the apostle, what does he say as he writes his letter to them? Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. And you know, that's a very precious word, isn't it? So often the child of God is really concerned about their beginning. The old preachers used to say, if the beginning's right, the end must be. And you know, with Lydia and with the jailer, the Lord was in the beginning. And it was well with them through life. It was well in the swellings of Jordan. And in all things, as we venture into this new year, may we sweetly prove the Lord being in them, in the beginning. In the beginning, God. Another way I would just set it before you is this. You see, God was in the beginning of the creation of the earth. Putting all the creatures of the earth upon it. God was in the beginning of giving those great lights, the sun to rule by day and the moon to rule by night. And it was God that put man upon the earth. He didn't put himself there. And why was this? That he might have the glory and the praise. You know, if we've got a real religion, the Lord must be first. He must be the beginning. We sing in the hymn, let Christ be first, and Christ be last, and Christ be all in all. And may that be the language of each of our hearts as we enter into this new year, and as we venture through the year. In the beginning, God. And the same thing applies in our exercises. You take the exercise of marriage. A threefold cord cannot easily be broken. God must be in the beginning of it. And if he's in the beginning, the marriage will last. We see solemnly so much today where the Lord was never in the beginning. And may this exercise as each of the dear young ones here and the future generations, that God may be in the beginning of it. And, you know, when my wife and I got engaged, I was so concerned that we might have something from the Lord in the matter to confirm that it was right. And I went to Staplehurst to preach that Lord's Day morning, the first Lord's Day in December, and in 1966, and it was laid on my spirit to preach from these words: whoso hath friends, let him show himself friendly. A man that hath friends should show himself friendly. But there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And I thought, well, we'll venture to read the chapter. And you know, as I got to that verse, it just broke me to pieces. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favour from the Lord. You know, I've never forgot that. It was so wonderful, I didn't even realise it was in the chapter. But the Lord spoke it right into my heart. You see, we need the Lord in the beginning of all our exercise. You take the exercise of baptism. If the Lord's in the beginning of that exercise, he will bring it to fruition like he did in creation here, and bring it all to pass in his time, you see. Oh, he will. And the same applies to a man that's exercised about the ministry. If God is in the beginning of that exercise, he will bring it to fruition. And if God sends the man to preach, God will be in the beginning, but he'll be with him all the journey through. He doesn't promise his dear children or his dear servants an easy path, does he? There are many ways we could look at that this evening, but I haven't time, but there's just two things I would say. You see here, we read of the Lord making light. God said, let there be light, and there was light. And he made the day. It says, and God called the light day. And then, and the darkness he called night. Now, through the journey, if we've got a real religion, God is in the beginning of it. We shall know times of much darkness. God has appointed times of darkness, like he has in creation. You know, it's not always light, is it? Though we're in darkness now, the earth has come into darkness. But, you see, it won't always be darkness. He says, the light he called day. And what a mercy it is when we get some light. And with light there's liberty, isn't there? And think of through the holy word of God, the times where the Lord sent light into the earth. We think of the glorious coming as we've just come through the season of the birth of the Lord Jesus. What did Zacharias, was it not, or was it Simeon, said? Those beautiful words, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And what a day it was, wasn't it, to the shepherds, to Simeon, to the wise men, a day of light and of liberty. The people walk in darkness have seen a great light. And as God appointed it, there would be day, but he appointed too there would be night. And those of you that may come into dark places through this year, if we're spared, you remember he has appointed the darkness and he's appointed the light. And it won't get light if we're spared to the morning until God commands the light to come. But then, of course, there are through this chapter so many things, but I mustn't tarry. You see, another thing that he records here was the wonderful provision he made for man, the food he was to give them. And think about it spiritually. Those who have got life, like he's given man life, need food, don't they? He's given them the herb bearing trees, the herb yielding trees, the fruits of the earth. And think about it spiritually. There's a wonderful fruit that flows through the dear Redeemer and through his precious word. And oh, the sinner can partake of it, can't we? Well, in every one of these days, of those 6 days, there's a lot of teaching for us, even spiritually. And may the Lord grant it to us as we venture through this year. Well, may the Lord bless the word.